Quotes are my life force. They get my juices flowing. My love language here. I'm trying to see if some quote inspires me. Woodrow Wilson, the history of liberty is a history of resistance. John F. Kennedy, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. That is strong. Let's see. The intensity of the pain depends on the degree of resistance to the present moment. Eckhart Tolle. Susan Sontag, let's see what she says. All struggle, all resistance is, must be concrete. And all struggle has a global resonance. If not here, then there. If not now, then soon. Elsewhere as well as here. Resistance is the willingness to persist beyond current circumstances. That one is mine. I'm Nina Turner. It is about passion, persistence, justice, dreams, insistence. Lots of people from all walks of life. I want people to see themselves in these stories.
We the people.
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 We are the people.
We the people.
As we reflect on history, there are a plethora of examples of resistors who resisted to make our nation and our world a better place, to make humanity more responsive to the higher nature of ourselves. You know, Mahatma Gandhi comes to mind. He resisted the oppression of his people by the British. The suffragettes come to mind, who resisted the notion, and other women who resisted the notion that they were not worthy enough to vote, that their voice didn't matter, that they should be treated as second-class citizens. They resisted that, and women got the right to vote. Resistance sparks in many ways. It does. And speaking of resistors, you know, today we're going to have the opportunity to talk to a champion for the people. His name is Jim Hightower. He hails from the great state of Texas. He was the commissioner of agriculture for 2 terms in that state. He is currently a national board member of Our Revolution, but he's also a member of Our Revolution Texas. And he has a newsletter that he puts out called the Hightower Lowdown. And it is for any progressive populist types who want to understand various issues from income, wealth inequality to gerrymandering. Hightower has a word or two to say about all of those things that are happening in our universe. He is one of the best resistors that I know. He often talks about the fact that in this movement, especially from the Our Revolution perspective, that the goal is not just to resist the government, it is to become the government. And that is a very powerful statement.
Those decisions that affect our lives, everything from what's in the evening news feed on the networks to what's in the food that we put on our family's table, everything from who has a job at what wage to who gets elected to Congress. These are now decisions that have been removed from us and elevated into the corporate suites faster than a hog eats supper. They're stealing our people's authority to make the decisions that affect our lives.
So, Commissioner Hightower, what does resistance mean to you?
Well, it does mean standing up to the powers that be and their deliberate efforts to knock down the powers that ought to be. And that is a different dynamic than the Democratic Party has been practicing over the last 20, 30 years or so, which is sort of an accommodation with power. You have to confront power. Often, you know, throughout my politicking period, I've seen people, you know, both sides will come out and say, well, we're far consumers, you know. We want to help farmers. We're for labor, you know. But you can't just be for them. You've got to be willing to be against the powers that are running roughshod over them.
Yes.
And that's the big difference here. And that's what resistance is focusing on the actual leverages of power that are being used, money, political process, social justice issues, you know, et cetera, and going right head on at them, because everything else can be and usually is BS.
We're not talking about Bernie Sanders.
No, we're talking about bovine excrement, as we say out in the panhandle of Texas. So that really is it, because the only real politics in America from the very start, from Declaration of Independence forward, has been over money and power. That too few people control too much of the money and power, and they use that control to get more for themselves at our expense. And that's what's been happening. Inequality doesn't happen; it's caused.
Yes.
I've just been working on a piece for my newsletter, The Hightower Lowdown, on gentrification in America, and that is rampant all across our country and in every urban area and most close-in suburbs, and any kind of a quasi-quaint town has these forces of money moving in and shoving people out. And it's done in the nicest of terms. You know, we're beautifying, we're revitalizing, you know, we're giving people more opportunities. Yes, some have to sacrifice, you know, their homes and their businesses, but it's for the greater good, for the financial prosperity that's generated by this. Well, the question about financial prosperity is always for whom.
That's right.
Yeah, and the for whom in this case are the gentrifiers, which are developers and bankers primarily, politicians too, and they say, well, yeah, but it's just you know, some low income people, mostly people of color, you know, and they're in sort of squalid conditions, and it'll help them to move on as well. Well, in fact, it's the middle class that's now being pushed out too. Teachers can't afford to live within an hour commute of their classroom. Firefighters, people you would want, and a police officer, people you would want to live in the communities they're supposed to be serving, live way outside of it and don't feel a part of that community. So that's a part of the justice problem that we're having in the country. So gentrification happens because some wealthy people or wealthy developers discover an area.
Ooh, don't get us started on discovering an area. We know what happened the first time that happened.
Native Americans,
yes,
got discovered here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, a great Native American writer and activist back in the 60s was asked, what did you call this place before we called it North Dakota? And he said, ours.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
So, you know, again, that's happening by deliberate design, money changing hands. The many get shoved and the few do better. And that's what inequality is. And inequality begets inequality, you know.
It does. It's not sustainable,
right.
Really.
Yeah, yeah. You have to confront it. And first you've got to confront the myth that this is just happening. It's the natural law of economics, you know, that economies evolve, neighborhoods evolve. But we can see it, and now more and more people do see it, that it's evolving because somebody's shoving.
That is so true. And so if you had to give a few words to encourage folks, especially folks who are the workaday people that you talk about all the time, who might not have a lot of, who feel as though they don't have any extra time in
right.
their lives, because when you're in survival mode,
yeah, right.
that's all you're doing. You're
yeah.
just trying to survive day by day, and you might not feel as though you have the opportunity to volunteer or to become a member of an organization, say Our Revolution, mm-hmm. or to read The Hightower Lowdown, which mm-hmm. I recommend reading. I'm a subscriber too. Let me put that out there.
Okay.
But what would you say to encourage people to really get involved and resist what? The question is, get involved and what are they asked to resist?
The powers of the elites to direct your life. Some people say, "Well, politics is messy. I don't want to do politics." Well, then that means you don't care about housing, you don't care about your food, you don't care about, you know, your kids being able to get a decent education, you don't care about the basics of life. Of course you do. All of that is what politics comes down to. And so find some comfort level, some issue that does particularly gall you and you want to do something about, and spend just a little bit of time understanding it better so you can just talk about it to your neighbors, to your family, to, you know, in line at the supermarket or, you know, wherever. Just say, do you know this was going on? You know, and you just have – that begins the political process, just to have a discussion about and somebody bringing other people's attention to what's going on. And they already know about it. They feel it, but they may not be thinking about it. So you just build connections and then do a little bit, you know, volunteer an hour a week, something. It can even be done from home, but it's better to do it together. And to recognize that you're in with a whole group. There's a little hardware store near my home in Austin. You can borrow a tool there. They'll help design whatever you're trying to do. And their slogan is, together we can do it yourself. And that's,
I love that.
Yeah, and that's what you have to think of. You know, we can't do it ourselves, but together you can make a lot happen. And just people in your own block, people in your church group, people in a workplace, break room, or, you know, just a few people can make a big difference. And it's surprising, you know, it used to be people don't send letters to Congress anymore. They send emails, and they're not very effective, really. But it used to be a rule of thumb in the Congress that 10 letters opens a file. You know, that office says, well, we got 10 letters here. You know, we got to do something. We got to have a position on this. So just a little bit of a pushing produces results.
Well, there it is, together. So resistance is about knowing that together we can make it. We can make a difference. Well, Jim Hightower, is absolutely fantastic to have you on We the People.
All right.
Because this is really about all of us together collectively pushing to make a difference. And, you know, in talking about the First Nations, you know, the one of the philosophies is about looking seven generations beyond, right, working to make something different seven generations beyond ourselves.
Right.
That's part of resistance.
And it's a good place here in Oklahoma to be thinking about that. It is Oklahoma means a place of red people. That's the meaning of the word in a native language. I don't know whether it's Cherokee or Comanche or what, but they're all here, and that spirit goes over, because it's not just resist. I have the RIP strategy, R-I-P, resist, insist on a progressive alternative to what's coming down, and then persist in getting it done. And that's the native thought of seven generations.
Seven. Well, let's get ready to rip. That's what we are going to do. We're going to rip this thing.
All right.
For the greater good. Thank you so much, Commissioner Hightower, for joining us on We the People.
Always a joy.
Resistance means lots of things to all of us. It is a word that sparks so much visceral emotion. So in reflecting on how resistance has an impact in your life, think about how you would use your life force to resist harmful influences for the greater good. What can you do to be a resistor in ways that uplift? We the People is produced by Large Media. That's L-A-R-J Media, in partnership with the Young Turks Network. I'm Nina Turner.